Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Hong Kong, 1974, part 2, Learning to Hear. Some Hong Kong residents did not agree that the press conference had been a success. Guru Maharaj's followers were furious. They wrote a strong letter to the editor criticizing Prabhupada for his intolerance. In addition, three members of the Indian community paid Prabhupada a visit to discuss Guru Maharaj's worthiness. I sat in. At one point, the men turned their criticism to Prabhupada. I spoke out. Of course Prabhupada had to speak so strongly. After all, the man is cheating, and so many people are becoming cheated. Is it right that he remained silent and let cheating go on? My comment. I remember feeling quite pleased as I rambled on. That is, until Prabhupada caught my eye. Through his eyes, Prabhupada seemed to speak to me. This is not the time to defend your guru's honor. I am here. Better you listen and learn. Enemies to friends. Quickly, I sat down and listened to Prabhupada preach. He spoke softly and continued arguing, jesting, quoting Shastra, and otherwise winning the three to his side. He also spoke strongly. The rascal has gone to the hospital due to toothache, and he never thinks, how is it that God must go to the hospital for toothache? They thanked Prabhupada as they stood up to leave, and they expressed how they now could understand that his words, strong as they were correct. My comment. One interesting result of this session was that because I carefully listened to Prabhupada's words, I was able to respond strongly to a rebuttal letter to the editor written by Guru Maharaj's followers. Guru Maharaj is not God, nor can any living entity ever become God. In a court of law, the judge carefully considers the existing law as well as the previous verdicts handed down from past authorities. He does not base his judgment on the opinion of the accused. Prabhupada spoke strongly in the press conference, not so much with the hope of convincing the foolish followers of Guru Maharaj that they should give up their cheating leader, nor are we so naive to write this letter with such an idealistic hope. We write to present to the non-biased reader who is not committed to following this cheater, that beliefs should be based on the words of scriptures, the law books, rather than the baseless claims and concocted philosophy of Guru Maharaj and his followers. The letter was published, and the Guru Maharajis remained silent. Satisfied, I sent my letter to Prabhupada. When I arrived in India several months later, Tsivikram Swami told me that Prabhupada was so pleased with my letter that he had it read several times to his leading disciples and Indian guests. Such is Prabhupada's mercy. He does everything personally and then gives all the credit to his fallen servants. Pushing Prabhupada. Our preaching in Hong Kong was successful because we were using friendly and relaxed means to attract the local Chinese people. In our creative attempts at preaching, we held kirtans with guitars and madungas. I decided to ask Prabhupada about it. Prabhupada, we have been holding kirtans using guitars. Is that all right? Prabhupada replied, kirtan means kol, madunga, and kartal. That's all. Actually, Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj used to say kirtan means kol, kartal. But it is so difficult to preach in Hong Kong, I said, and the Chinese people like kirtans better when they are soft and with guitars. They don't like loud kirtans with many instruments. Prabhupada acceded to my pushing and gave us permission to also use guitars in our kirtan along with the standard kol and kartal. Hare Krishna. My comment. Our spiritual master may sometimes agree to our request because we present them forcefully, But that doesn't mean necessarily it is Krishna's desire. We should be careful that our own enthusiastic vision does not cover our ability to recognize our guru's actual desires. Compassionate duty. Sunil Kemani was a mature 14-year-old boy who chanted 16 rounds a day and spent his free time at the temple. His family was favorable to his involvement in Krishna consciousness, although his father was not a vegetarian. Sunil brought his mother to visit Prabhupada at the Hilton. After she took darshan and asked Prabhupada if she could cook for him, Prabhupada agreed, and Sunil and his mother left. After they were gone, I informed Prabhupada of the family's eating situation. "Prabhupada," I said, "Sunil's mother is sincere, but her husband eats meat and she cooks it for him. Do you want her to cook for you in her kitchen?" And after a moment, I added, "in her pots." Prabhupada looked at me as if he were weighing the situation. Quote, "We can arrange others to do the cooking. Pradyumna can cook, Satsup Maharaj can cook. You don't have to accept food from her if you don't want to," I said. Prabhupada thought for some time. "It is my duty to accept. Otherwise, how will they make any advancement?" My comment. A sadhu should be careful where he eats and from whom he accepts food. In its Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Prabhupada explains, the word apavitra anna refers to food that is unacceptable for a Vaishnava. In other words, a Vaishnava cannot accept any food offered by an avaishnava in the name of Mahaprasad. This should be a principle for all Vaishnavas. If an avaishnava offers food in the name of Mahaprasad, it should not be accepted. Such food cannot be prasad because an avaishnava cannot offer anything to the Lord. Sometimes preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have to accept food in a home where the householder is an avaishnava. However, if this food is offered to the deity, it can be taken. Ordinary food cooked by an avaishnava should not be accepted by a vaishnava. Even if an avaishnava cooks food without fault, he cannot offer it to Lord Vishnu, and it cannot be accepted as Mahaprasad. According to Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam palam toyam yomam bhakta prayachati taraham bhaktu paritam asnami paritatmanah. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita 9:26. Continuing with Prabhupada's purport, Krishna can accept anything offered by his devotee with devotion. An avaishnava may be a vegetarian and a very clean cook, but because he cannot offer the foodstuff to Vishnu, the food he cooks cannot be accepted as Mahaprasad. It is better that a Vaishnava abandon such food as untouchable. That was Prabhupada's comment, his purport on Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 9:53. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that a preacher should only accept prasad food offered to the deities. Yet to give one jivatma a chance to perform devotional service, Prabhupada's compassion overruled this injunction. I again understood the compassion needed for a preacher to become successful, but I also understood that a powerful preacher's instructions should be followed. We should understand and take to heart the principle on selfishness and compassion, but we should nevertheless carefully and strictly follow his direct instructions. Okay, we will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.